Good morning and welcome to Catalate on this Wednesday. We're still working through Lord's Day number 9, question and answer 26. What do you believe when you say, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who of nothing made heaven and earth with all that is in them, who likewise upholds and governs them by his eternal counsel and providence, is for the sake of Christ, his Son, my God, and my Father, in whom I so trust as to have no doubt that he will provide me with all things necessary for body and soul, and further, that whatever evil he sends upon me in this valley of tears, he will turn to my good, for he is able to do it, being Almighty God, and willing also, being a faithful Father." Okay, so we have been looking at different sections of this catechism formulation, and we come to this one this morning. Is for the sake of Christ, his Son, my God, and my Father. Now, this is significant for us because we see relationships happening. Is for the sake of Christ, his Son, my God, and my Father. We see a lot of possession here. The possessive pronoun his and the possessive pronoun my. Christ is his Son, and the Almighty is my God and my Father. John tells us in his Gospel account, chapter 1, verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." And Paul says in Romans 8, 15, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." And then Paul also says in Galatians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7, "To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." And in the same vein, Paul says in Ephesians 1:5, "Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will." It should strike us, dear friends, that we are no longer estranged children, children of wrath, but that we are children of God, that we are adopted by him. And this is very special because of the person and work through Christ, in which we have been renamed to be his children, a part of his household. And so when we pray, think for a moment of those two words, our Father, and the cost it took for us to be able to say those two words and to be heard by them. The cost was the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God by nature, that we would become the sons of God by grace.